Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Petroleum has available to you? Call Jimmy at Hostetter Petroleum, 325-240-9656. That's 240-9656.
Yesterday's
This morning, I woke up old and gray, and I wondered, how'd I get this way? Then I remembered, good heavens, it's our golden wedding day. And when you're happy, the years fall away. Fall away, fall away. When you're happy, the years fall away. When you're blue, the days go by a dragging. But when you're happy, the years fall away. Darling, today I looked at you, and I noticed your hair is getting silvery too, and it thrilled me when you said why it was black just yesterday. But when you're happy, darling, the years fall away.
John.
Knock Him Out John by Jerry Clower, okay?
Mr. Shorty,
all right. Well, Happy New Year to you.
First of all, I want you to know that I come from Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi. Now, that's 12 miles west of Macomb, Mississippi, 65 miles due northeast of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and 116 miles due north of New Orleans, Louisiana. It was there that I first saw the light of day out at Amit County, September the 28th, 1926. I was born there. Now, as I grew up in that community, the only extracurricular activities that we engaged in was to go coon hunting or go to revival meeting if we had a crop laid by. And that's all we did except work. And this particular day that I want to tell you about is one evening when we were going coon hunting. We had a pack of hounds. When we went to mill with our corn to get it ground up, we'd get some ground for dog bread, and we'd get some ground for just regular corn meal for human consumption. This particular day, we wasn't too busy. All we had done is just cut down a few fence rows, shut and shell some corn and went to mill, drew up some water because that was wash day, helped get the sow back, what rooted out from under the net wire fence, sharpened two sticks of stove wood real sharp and pegged them down over the bottom wire of the fence where the hog couldn't root out no more. And had a rat killing. If I'm lying, I'm dying. We had rat killings in those days. Well, this particular day after we got through the rat killing, I walked out on the front porch and I hollered, and them dogs come out from the house barking. They knew we was going coon hunting. And I hollered again, and my neighbor way across the sage patch hollered back, and that meant I'll meet you halfway. We met in the middle of that sage patch, and he had his dogs, old Brummy and Queen and Spot, and I had Tory and Little Red and old Trailer. And we went out into the swamps, and we started hunting. Oh, we was having such a fine time. Caught four great big ones. I heard a racket, and it scared me, and I whooped my carbide light, what I had wired to my cap around there, and I was looking in the vicinity of where I heard the racket coming from. And the beam of light hit a man right in the face, and it like him to have scared me slapped to death because we's hunting on this man's place. I said, Mr. Barron, is that you? He said, yes, Jerry. What are y'all doing? We hunting. How many have you caught? Four great big ones. He said, well, boys, glad to see you. Y'all want to spend the rest of the evening hunting with me and John. Well, I looked, and lo and behold, there was John Eubanks, a man that lived on Mr. Barron's place. John Eubanks was a great American. He was a professional tree climber. He didn't believe, I'm telling you the truth, he didn't believe in shooting no coon out of no tree. It was against his upbringing. He taught us from birth, from the day we were born till the age we could keep listening to him. Give everything a sporting chance. Whatever you do, give it a sporting chance. He'd have been a great conservationist today if he'd be here. And John said, take a crosscut saw coon hunting with you. When you tree a coon, hold the dogs and cut the tree down. Or either climb the tree and make the coon jump in amongst the dogs. Give him a sporting chance. A lot of times we climb a tree and make a coon jump in amongst 20 dogs, but at least he had the option of whooping all them dogs and walking off if he wanted to. This is strictly left up to the coon. So I said, Mr. Barron, we'd be glad to go hunting with you. You know, he was a rich man. He had sold a lot of cotton during the First World War for $1 a pound. He had some world-renowned dogs. And we hollered 3 or 4 times, and they started hunting. And we listened, and directly, old Brummy didn't bark at nothing but a coon. He had a deep voice. And when he cut out on him, it was a coon. Don't worry about no possum or no bobcat. Brummy was running a coon. And an old Trailer and old Highball and them famous dogs and Mr. Barron's got in there with them, and old John Eubanks would holler, hey, speak to it. And my brother Sonny holler, hey, look fine. And oh, it was beautiful. Now y'all get this picture. About that time they treed, we rushed down into the swamps. And there the dogs were, treed up the biggest sweet gum tree in all of Amit River swamps. It was huge. You couldn't reach around this tree. There wasn't a limb on it for a while. Way up there, huge tree. And I looked around at John and I said, John, I don't believe you can climb that tree. And it hurt John's feelings. He pooched his lips out, got fighting mad. He said, there ain't a tree in all these swamps that I can't climb. And he got his Brogan shoes off and he eased up to that sweet gum tree and he hung his toenails in that bark and he got his fingernails in there and he kept easing up the tree, working his way toward that bottom limb, and he finally got to it and he started on up into this big tree. Knock him out, John. It won't be long. And John worked his way on up to the top of the tree and whoo, what a big one. And he reached around in his overhauls and got that sharp stick and he drawed back and he punched the coon. But it wasn't a coon. It was a lynx. We call them souped-up wildcats in Amit County. And that thing had great big tushies coming out of its mouth and red big claws on the end of its feet. And people, that thing attacked John up in the top of that tree. Whoa! You could hear John squall. What's the matter with John? I don't have no idea. What in the world's happening to John? Knock him out, John. Whoa! This thing's killing me. The whole top of the tree was shaking. The dogs got to biting the bark of the tree and fighting one another underneath the tree, and I was kicking them back. You dogs, get away. What's the matter with John? Knock him out, John. Woo! This thing's killing me. And John knew that Mr. Barron toted a pistol in his belt to shoot snakes with. And he kept hollering, "Whoo, shoot this thing. Have mercy, this thing's killing me. Shoot this thing." And Mr. Barron said, "John, I can't shoot up in there. I might hit you." John said, "Well, just shoot up in here amongst us. One of us got to have some relief."
Soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and is bored. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short barrel bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt, the bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Yes, sir. I'm not sure what the song is called, but it's something about down on the ocean bay or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about, sir?
Maybe down on, let's see, down on the ocean bay?
Something, I know it's the ocean bay.
Maybe Corpus Christi Bay?
Yes, sir. That's it. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Johnny Rodriguez, Corpus Christi Bay.
Awesome. Yes, sir. Could you play that for me, sir?
I'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
From 3 to midnight on the Corpus Christi Bay, I'd get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning right away. I had a plan to take some wages, leave the rigs behind for good. But that life, it is contagious, and it
gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother. We were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned out on the seawall. We got drunk and rolled a car. Knew the girls at every dance hall and had a tab in every bar. Stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. My brother had a wife and family. You know he gave them a good home. But his wife thought we were crazy. And one day we found him gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk. Her photographs, her rosary. To the pier and got drunk, then threw her stuff into the sea. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. Brother lives in Houston. He married for the second time. He got a good job with the union, and it's keeping him in line. He came to Corpus just this weekend. It was good to see him here. He said he finally gave up drinking. Then he ordered me a beer. Could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay.
There's one called the Corpus Christi Bay for you from Johnny Rodriguez here at KNAL tonight on the Hits Radio Show. So good to hear from all of you tonight. Appreciate all of your requests and dedications tonight. I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else tonight in this entire world that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show.
Tracy, I guess you're doing okay.
I'm doing just great tonight.
Survived the holidays.
I survived them.
Good, 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 good. I'd like a song out for my wife, Wendy, if you could. Chris Christopherson, Loving You Is Easy.
I'll do it for you.
Have a good one.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I have seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the skies. Aching with a feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Healing as the colors in the sunshine and the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning clean out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love, and time we had to spend. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do. Coming close together with a feeling that I've never known before in my time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman nor afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way she opened every door in my mind, but dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end. And loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Menard County native Benny Fred Kothman has released his first CD called Swingin' Halfway to Heaven. And this Sunday at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, we're hosting a CD release party for Benny Fred Kothman from 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock. And we would love for you to come by. We'll also be doing Facebook Live with Benny Fred, Justin Trevino, and some special guests this Sunday from 4 until 5. It's Benny Fred Kothman CD release party at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this Sunday from 3 to 5.
Shame, shame on you.
find out that you're the blame. Naughty girl, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Can you hold your head up high? Look your friend right in the eye. No, you can't. Shame on you. No, you can't. Shame on you.
Yeah. One called Shame, Shame on You here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight, coming to you live from the heart of Texas. And man, what a wonderful day here in the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country. Hey, don't forget Benny Fred Kaufman's CD release party Sunday. That's from 3 until 5 at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, and we're going to have a great time. So hope you'll join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Free admission, there's no charge, and plus a little reception from 3 to 4. 4 to 5, we'll be doing Facebook Live from the museum, and it's going to be just a great time. So make plans to join us. I know that you'll be thoroughly entertained. Good to hear from my friends Bob Manning and Kimberly Murray Manning, tuned in with us from Orange, Texas tonight, and appreciate them. Matter of fact, Bob and Kim were very instrumental in taking care of Benny Fred's CD artwork and all that kind of good stuff for that album, and it turned out so good. And they also designed our 2022 Heart of Texas Country Music Museum calendar, and we've sold over 600 copies of that calendar during the last month or so. And if you haven't picked up your copy, you need to get it. We have them here at the KNEL Radio, plus the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, or online at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com.
We're just keeping the fires burning. Pages of love keep turning. Keeping the fires burning, you and I. I'll always stand by my man.
Cause I put that ring on your hand.
Keeping the fires burning, you and I. Well, this thing we gotta go and suits me fine.
Keeping the fires burning, you and I. There's Bob Manning and Kim Murray Manning for you tonight here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. And Bob, I'll get your song for you, but I just feel like that I wanted to play that tonight first. So good to have you all tuned in with us. Good to hear from Greg, who's listening to us in Arlington, Texas tonight. He wanted to know if we could go back and pick up an old song that Bobby Helms recorded many years ago. Here's one called My Special Angel.
Angel.
Can I help you tonight?
Oh, 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 you are my favorite. a big brown cloud in the city and the countryside to sin. The price of life is too high to give up. It's gotta come down again. But worldwide war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. When we find out how to burn water and the gasoline car is gone, when an airplane flies without any fuel and the sunlight heats our home. But one of these days when the air clears up and the sun comes shining through, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. You don't have to get high to get happy. Just think about what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then they won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door and does what he says he'll do, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
Yeah, a little rainbow stew from Merle Haggard. Play that one especially for Zane tonight, who likes that song. Bob asked me if I would play this song. We're going to go back and pick up a little introduction. I believe Jimmy C. Newman is going to introduce Mr. Johnny Russell tonight.
Okay, all you folks in Waterloo and here in the auditorium tonight, the Opera House, and of course on the electric radio, you're going to hear, but you won't get to see one of the greatest country entertainers, not the smallest, but one of the greatest, and you folks will agree by the time he walks off of this stage, we're going to let him just completely take over this stage. We have no choice when we introduce Johnny Russell, I'll tell you. How about it?
Can everybody see me all right? Semis are passing on the highway outside.
about to rise. The sun's going down and we'll all soon be here.
Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. No, we don't get with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here
with my redneck.
To blue, love like ours should not be far apart. Only you can break my heart. Things turn out right. You and you alone can keep us far apart.
Or standing on the edge of the sea. Well, if I had the money, I'd tell you, honey, we'd be on that first plane to Spain. But as long as we're here, Lord, the answer is clear. We'll waltz in the Mexico rain.
Mexico rain.
Lord, it's hot down in Texas.
Mexico rain.
It's my home, and if I ain't happy here, then I ain't happy nowhere. Mexico rain when my mind starts to roam. The lights of the city keep calling my name. Yeah, but I've been through that before. It's just a giant hotel on a long four-lane street with a checkout time on the door. If I had the money, I'd tell you, honey, we'd be on that New Delhi train. But as long as we're here, Lord, the answer's clear. We'll waltz in the Mexican.
Mexico rain.
Mexico rain.
Yeah, it's hot down in Texas.
Mexico rain.
Lord, I call this my home. And if I ain't happy here, then I ain't happy nowhere. Mexico rain when my mind starts to roam. With a man at the bar, and he sure seems unhappy to me. He says that he's going nowhere and going there fast, and he envies this life that I lead. If I had the money, I'd tell you, honey, I'd keep him from going insane. Well, there's one thing for sure, Lord, there ain't
Mexico rain.
Yeah, I call this my home. And if I ain't happy here, then I ain't happy nowhere. Mexico rain when my mind starts to roam. Well, if I ain't happy here, then I ain't happy nowhere. Mexico rain when my mind starts to roam.
Can you play that new Spanish version by George Strait?
El Rey?
El Rey.
I'll do it for you.
To Mr. Tito and Miss Pearl.
All right. We'll do them for you tonight.
Okay. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good night.
Yo sé bien que estoy afuera, pero el día que yo me muera, sé que tendrás que llorar.
Llorar, 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 llorar.
Dirás que no me quisiste, pero vas a estar muy triste, y así te vas a quedar. Hago siempre lo que quiero y mi palabra es la ley. No tengo trono ni reina ni nadie que me comprenda, pero sigo siendo. Era rodar y rodar.
Rodar y rodar. Rodar y rodar.
Luego me dijo un arriero que no hay que llegar primero, pero hay que saber llegar.
If you listen real close, you can tell that's Mr. Strait, but if you don't, you probably couldn't. George Strait doing one called El Rey for you here at KNEL, which means the king, I understand. in Spanish. I did not do very well in Spanish. Mrs. Probst could tell you that for my couple of years that I attempted to take it. But anyway, I always wanted to be fluent, but I barely speak English. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for this hour. We have two more hours of the Hits Radio Show coming up right here at KNEL. So hope that you don't go anywhere. And hey, don't forget to visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. We'll be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it would just be a thrill for us for you to stop by and see us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. I look forward to seeing you.
Hello, this is Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter, and you're listening to Country Like It Should Be with Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL. Brady, the heartbeat of Texas.
Wouldn't it be fun if you could say you love me just one time? With a sober mind, wouldn't that be fine? Now wouldn't that be fine? Wouldn't it be great if you could love me first and let the bottle wait? Now wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be watch it break. Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Lord, it's for our sake. Now, wouldn't that be great? Of love, what's a man so great be thinking of? In the name of love, what a man he was. Love went to waste when my sexy lace couldn't turn his face. The bottle took my place. Love went to waste. Wouldn't it be it break? Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Lord, it's for our sake. Now, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be good? And I know you could if you just would. Wouldn't that be good? Lord, I know you could. Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Throw the old glass crutch away and watch it break. Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Lord, it's for our sake. Now, wouldn't that be great? Now, wouldn't that be great?
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.